And the community can be sane only up until members are familiar with one another and insane as they get more and more unfamiliar. And the more intense is our poetic attempt, the more it will have to crash with the politics and all its evil. And when finally governance seems to do right, it is ready to step up to a bigger and more coercive form. In the end, Mother Nature is most outraged with the bourgeoisies and will do her utmost to get rid of them. And the more we elevate based on our own foundations, the more we realize the need for freedom and anarchy. And we can rest assured that any power structure will collapse by itself, but most importantly, we shall not collapse with it. From nation states to continental powers, all local realities have been progressively wiped out. And most importantly, we shall not fight for any artificial community kept alive by the media. And the whole of society in the end is all drawn into building large corporations that are in the end its own grave. And it is not just a matter of let it be, but a matter of recovering our nature and seconding the let it be of nature. And new forms of nationalism's aims to recover a lost power, when in fact it is lost power that has so much debilitated its people. And our sovereignty is not the state nor ourselves, but our very nature. And the awake of a class consciousness has only caused a voiceless class to be enslaved for it. It is first by going away and then coming back to our old self that our new self is reborn. There is nothing uglier and more corrupting than the infrastructure built to bound up power structures. And we ought to construct our integrity based on the critique on the most destructive luxury set forward by the elite. And the aim would be to replace the villa of a filthy rich with 1,000 hammocks. And with the technological world destruction, humanity has not only accepted to cement their environment, but also accepted to cement their very selves. And it isn't about getting old, but about gaining more a sense of property and thus becoming more conservative. And altogether, we underestimate the hero we can be in developing our own autonomy. And sooner or later, the battle to exist is turned into the battle to dominate. And what power says it is wrong, nature would most likely say it is right. And any bourgeoisie's revolution is very much going against human nature. And the more the industry, the more the need for a governance to regulate its outcome. And it is never about judging a trend, but about judging the form of power that it generates. And any libertarian discourse is truncated from the start by the greediness of those who control the official intelligentsia. and already abstaining from any form of hedonism, we already contribute to the dismantling of capitalism. While professional career only bring us far away, only spirituality can make us hold hard onto a natural community. And out of the ugly conformism, only rebellion is beauty. As people fought against impositions, they later fight for these impositions not to be removed. And in the end, nature may be to go where everyone is not going to. And the more intense is our human effort, the more the reward will benefit others. And the bandits were those fighting for our freedom, while those saying they're fighting for freedom are the actual new bandits. And paradoxically, the most vicious ones are those who in the first place are most intolerant to any vice. And hierarchy is but the beginning of a most stagnating conformism. And any service only give us to begin with, but takes from us in the long run. Follow nature and be yourself, and you'll soon realize that there is no way to do so under any domination. And making sure we have to pay our toll to nature, we never grow astray and always retain our sense of judgment. And culture applies a little bit of spice from the previous counterculture, but it is de facto the new official culture. And as the state implicitly encouraged to disperse our nature and focus on a skill, we shall focus on our nature and broaden our skills. And only in wilderness there is a possibility for regeneration, and without it humanity ought to constantly alter their own nature. And in the end, what is wrong is not something, but something for the sake of something. And for every new social certificate, a million new gatekeepers. And what power obfuscate is the subculture that ought to be repeated over and over so as not to be forgotten. And the natural distance to what we love is also a guarantee that we can keep on giving quality to it. And only by showing our muscles can our spiritual cult evolve in semi-tranquility. And what we call rights may only be laws to prohibit to speak the truth about new authorities. And in the end, mega humans are needed against the mega machines of nowadays corporations. It would be hard to think of an ecology without any vipers or any other biting beasts. And we were all Indians to begin with, and we were all uprooted by modernity. And progress is only made with time and without any of the accelerating and decelerating technology replacing our humanity. And what characterizes humans is their premeditative mind to do good and evil. And wisdom is the ability to keep our passions alive, but at a moderate temperature. More the automation replace the human labor, the more the human misery to come. And in terms of civil disobedience, the advantage of waking up later is the ability to maintain the dream longer. While the Earth can afford a trillion proletarians, it can barely afford a million bourgeoisies. And it is our spiritual goal that makes us go forward in a time in which worldly powers make us go backward. And history, like sea of waves, eats us, yet the more we dare, the more we can stick out like rocks. And no matter the land, our fertility will find a way to procreate our humanness. And against the nature being a mere source of recreation, it should be the main extension of us.